Public health crises and decades of gentrification have hit LGBTQ nightlife venues in Boston particularly hard. Since last year alone, clubs like Machine and Ramrod, the bar Boston Eagle, and the restaurant Bella Luna have all closed for good. WBUR's Jen Stanley brings us the story of a filmmaker who spent the pandemic reflecting on the loss and working on a feature-length film about Boston's LGBTQ nightclub workers.
Jordan West started working at Club Cafe in Boston's South End the year before the pandemic hit.
I met my partner working in this space. I met some of my best friends working in this space. And it becomes your family and a family system so quickly.
They were researching their upcoming film called Playland about what would be Boston's oldest gay bar had it not shut down in 1998. West is an artist, community leader, and educator committed to preserving and uplifting the region's LGBTQ culture and history. For years, they'd been developing this idea based on nightclub workers, and they were drawn to Playland in particular because it was known to be more diverse and welcoming, in contrast to many of the area's bars that were more segregated and gender restrictive.
I was doing some digging in the archive and came across an archive about a specific drag queen. Her experiences within this particular location just really sparked a creative interest for me.
They're talking about Sylvia Sidney.
You have to love somebody like Sylvia Sidney. I'm an institution.
She was an institution, performing throughout New England for more than 40 years until her death in 1998. Some say she still haunts Jacques Cabaret. Sylvia was infamous for her crass, audience-mocking acts in bars throughout Boston's combat zone in the area now known as Downtown Crossing. Her favorite of those bars was Playland Cafe.
The combat zone was basically Boston's adult entertainment district.
That's Jonah Lacqua, executive director of the History Project, the only organization focused exclusively on documenting, preserving, and sharing the history of New England's LGBTQ communities.
Prior to the 1960s, the least savory part of Boston had been Scully Square. But during urban renewal in Boston, Scully Square was demolished to make way for City Hall Plaza, and the combat zone rose up as the adult playland of the city.
And Playland Cafe was at the center of it all.
After World War II, the military was still concerned about gay bars. And so they did a survey of bars in Boston and created a list of bars where military people were not allowed to go. And Playland was one of those bars.
The Boston Redevelopment Authority wanted to rid the city's downtown of adult nightlife. Restrictive zoning laws and raids forced many to close and kept others from reopening as the AIDS crisis devastated the community. Earlier this year, West and I took a walk through the neighborhood, which is now unrecognizable from its days as the combat zone.
So we're right in front of 21 Essex Street. So right over here used to be Playland Cafe. But really what we're looking at is a parking garage.
Not only the plight of Playland, but it was the plight of all those businesses that were downtown and these sort of undesirables that were congregated there so that, you know, a different population could populate the downtown area.
West's depiction of Playland isn't a historic representation, but rather a memorial to these lost spaces and the people who occupied them. With limited dialogue and dreamlike attention to visuals, it bounces in time between two servers who share the same locker decades apart.
I wanted to make it more of like a dream or a memory of someone who loved this space.
They're shooting the film in early fall, with a cast that includes drag icon Lady Bunny and Danielle Cooper from FX's Pose. Cooper says she was immediately drawn to the film because of the way it pays homage to a lost cultural institution.
We're tearing down places that have shaped and transformed various communities and cities, but in the term of the LGBTQ plus IA space, black and brown spaces, it feels like it's constantly happening. Just because the space is gone does not mean they can erase us.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the one, the only, thank God, Sylvia Sidney! Let's hear it for Sylvia. She picks up her earnings.
You know, I get to rebuild this space maybe for like this one night only sort of vibe that is the film, but Playland, like countless bars across the United States right now, will never have another Friday night.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jen Stanley.